The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Diplomats in Dublin, London and Washington are reported to be working to secure the release of an Irish missionary, Gina Herity, after she, along with seven other people, including a three-year-old child, were kidnapped from an orphanage in Haiti on Sunday. The Taoiseach, Simon Harris, has said that no stone will be left unturned to ensure that Gina and her colleagues are released. Well, joining me now is Ciara Keogh, Fine Gael TD for Mayo. Ciara, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Now, I presume that Gina is a household name, really, in County Mayo.
Absolutely. We are so proud of Gina in Westport, but all across Mayo. She's a proud Mayo woman. You know, she went to Cara Kennedy National School, a real local girl. But, you know, she's been in Haiti now since June 1993. And, you know, if you look, only 2 years ago, we celebrated her 30 years of dedication and work there with a huge event in, you know, the biggest dome suite that we have in Westport and the Castle Court. Everybody came together. But I remember growing up as a child, and in all the different schools, there'd be fundraisers for the, you know, the Gina Herity Fund. And we were all aware of the work that she was doing out in Haiti. And she'd return every few years and collect more fundraising and go back out. So we're intrinsically linked with her, and we're so proud of all of the work that she has done.
Now, it's a hazardous business working in Haiti anyway. She's a member of Viatores Christi, which is a missionary organization. And the orphanage of which she's a director is a Sainte Hélène orphanage run by Nos Petits Frères et Sœurs. That's our little brothers and sisters. And it was an orphanage that had its share of troubles before, because she was subject to a brutal attack, I think, back in 2013. So she is well aware of the dangers that she faced.
She is, and I suppose Gina would see this as her path. Like, she spoke about, you know, doing her degree in business, but even as young as secondary school, she had great faith in God, and she felt that she was going to be put on a right path. And there's videos of her talking about, you know, feeling that, you know, she's on her right path. And she started first with the Simon community and then went to the orphanage. But she, you know, she was acutely aware of the dangers and how dangerous Haiti had got over the years. So she would say, you know, whatever will be, will be. But as far as she was concerned, she could never see herself leaving Haiti, and that those children are now her children. So, yes, she did survive an attack in 2013. And at the time, you know, her colleague tragically was killed. She felt protecting her and the children. But at the time, you know, she didn't seem to show anger. She just said, you know, desperate people will do desperate things. So she really is so brave, so courageous, and so giving.
Yeah. So at that time, two men attacked the orphanage, and they were simply wanting to rob it to get money, or presumably rob televisions or whatever else, or mobile phones or watches, whatever they could sell. At the time, she was attacked with a hammer, and one of the children intervened and saved her. So life in Haiti, particularly in the last couple of years, has been extremely dangerous and hazardous. But she said, I'm here for the children.
Yeah. Yeah. She, you know, I think of her family today, and I think of her family regularly, you know, because, you know, they love their sister, and they're always there to support her. But she knew her mission, I suppose. And as I said, we're so proud of her. But in her last visit home, she did say that she could never think of leaving those children or leaving Haiti. You know, she works. There's about 270, I think, abandoned children in the orphanage. But Gina works specifically in the special needs section, where there's about 54 children. And I suppose the poverty is such in Haiti that many children who would be born with special needs or disabled may be abandoned because the family simply can't look after them. So, you know, Gina worked really there to set up a school and set up a rehab centre and a therapy centre, and just absolutely, you know, she's a living saint. She's so amazing. And, you know, we're just really praying for a safe return. I spoke with the Taoiseach, and he has ensured me that all that can be done is being done. Intensive efforts. I briefly spoke with her family, but I think of them and I think of Gina at this time. And there was a community mass last night in Cushla, and as I said, the whole community is praying for her safe return along with her colleagues, and especially that 3-year-old child.
Now, what precisely can the Irish government do? I mean, we presumably do not have consular representation in Haiti at the moment, or do we?
Yeah, I probably don't want to go into too much, only to say that I know that the embassies within Washington, London, and Dublin are working really hard along with some of the international agencies. I think they're in touch with the mayor on the ground, as well as I think is it Father Rick that's the representative from NPFS. But I think maybe that's probably as much as I want to say about the.
Yeah. But as far as we know, no demands for ransom have been issued.
No demands were issued, and I believe Gina called herself in the early hours of the morning. So, I think we'll continue to liaise closely with those embassies, and I know Antonis de Simon Harris is keeping in constant contact with Gina's family as well.
Mm-hmm. So the options, we don't know what they are. I mean, it doesn't look like the government of Haiti, such as it is, as if its writ runs in many places throughout the half of the island that is occupied by that country, the other half being the Dominican Republic. So it's a wait and see game, I think.
As we've been told, intensive efforts are ongoing. But I do know the situation in Haiti is quite volatile. You know, this gangs control a lot of the area. I think we just have to wait and see. As you say, you know, there's a lot of work been done across those three embassies with the organisation themselves and other international agencies. And I think just to keep praying for Gina and those seven people that there'll be a safe return.
And bearing in mind her resilience over the last 30 years in Haiti, hopefully will stand her in good stead, because she's been through many travails in the past.
I mean,
if you
look at the interview she gave a couple of days after the attack in 2013, she's so brave, she's so resilient, and I can only imagine that she'll be looking after the child and the other people that's with her. She's so selfless, but we hope that she's home and safe very soon.
All right, Ciara Keogh, Fine Gael TD for Mayo. Thank you very much for sharing all of that with us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.